are back on a Getaway Friday, August the 28th, 2020, 16 and a half minutes past the hour. You know, it's one of those days. I don't even know what you would call it. We have great guests lined up all day. Coming up this hour, the bottom of this hour, we're going to be joined by the amazing Kreskin, which is always a lot of fun. But, you know, I have no idea, first of all. Let's start with the Cousin Brucey interview last hour. First, we started off with a power outage in Cousin Brucey's area, which caused a delay to the start of the interview, which that can't be avoided. I mean, that's bound to happen. And then we had the dialing, which that was the weirdest thing in the world, because Cousin Brucey said he was on a cell phone, so I don't know how anybody could be dialing on his phone, because I assume he had the cell phone to his ear, and then I checked all the phones around here, and I don't know how anybody could be dialing around here, because nobody was around to be dialing on any telephone, so it was a little strange, but it was a lot of fun to have Cousin Brucey on, and it would be a lot of fun to have the amazing Kreskin on, and of course, Pat Carroll and Ted Williams as the morning progresses this morning. Now, here we are again, getting ready to go into the Exchange Club today at 12 o'clock. And I think there's trouble already. Now, I don't know exactly what's going on here, but I think there's something more going on here than just what's being said. And I hate to get into this again, but this is what has happened so far. What was it, 3 or 4 weeks ago? You know, Abby was supposed to be here, and she didn't show up, and she didn't let me know that she wasn't coming that day. But it was understandable, because she ended up having a college visit with her son, and that's understandable, no problem there. And, but I wish she would have called and let me know that she wasn't coming, and that was that. So we went on to the next week. And the next week, there was a tragedy that morning, and she did let me know that she couldn't come in that day, that morning, and she sent along Michelle and Dawson came in, and we had a lot of fun. And then she came in last week, and she did a show, and I thought we had an okay time. And now I have received a message again this morning that she might not be making it today. But I don't really know the reason. I don't know what happened today. And I'm not sure. See, in my mind, partially somewhere in this, there's got to be a joke, because something weird is going on. Now, I would think to the casual observer to this whole matter that something weird is going on. You know, I know people get busy, and I know things happen, but this situation is becoming particularly weird, particularly strange, and I'm not sure why. And I'm not sure why it always happens on Friday morning, and not like the day before, or 2 days before. So it's kind of strange. I don't know what's going on. You know, I don't have any anger about this whole thing, but it's very puzzling. Does anybody have any ideas about this? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. I'm just not sure exactly what's going on there. I don't know what has happened, but it seems like there's more to that than you would think. Because there are, that's a lot of coincidences. Plus, this particular week has been odd in general. This has just been the oddest week. You know, I'll get into that sometime, why this week has been odd. But this week has been odd, not necessarily bad odd, just odd, different than most weeks. We did have some calls earlier on coming in, but we couldn't get to them because we had Cousin Brucey on. So if you'd like to call in now and give your opinion on anything or talk about anything, give me a buzz. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give me a call. I would love to hear from you at this point. I do want to remind everybody that the Richland Road Church of Christ at 535 Richland Road is... Oh, here we go. We're getting a phone call. This will be good. Let's see what we've got coming down the aisle. Go ahead, caller.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I just wanted to let your people know, of course, the Richwood Fair is always on Labor Day weekend, and it is on Labor Day weekend. This was a very slimmed down, you know, junior fair only, but a gentleman, a community member, had planned he wanted to do the fireworks for the fair. He's a local man, and he wants to remain anonymous. And so on Saturday night at dusk, there's going to be fireworks at the Richwood Fair. Obviously, you can't park on the fairgrounds, but you can park wherever. And this is a local guy that is paying for all of this. And basically, it's the same as Marion County. You can't park on the fairgrounds. And it is just local, or a gentleman's paying for the whole thing. So it's not money coming out of the fair. And again, the Richwood Fair is doing their junior fair judging, very similar to what Marion County Fair did. And they will have the sale and so forth for the junior fair. But I just want to let you know that there was going to be fireworks in Richwood at dusk on Saturday night.
Oh, now, is this tomorrow night or the following Saturday?
No, it's tomorrow. Tomorrow night's the 29th, yeah.
Yeah, the 29th. So it'll be tomorrow night, and the Richwood Fair will go on?
It's basically for the junior fair kids.
The junior fair kids. Well, it's an awful nice gesture on this person's behalf, it sounds like.
I think he's doing it for his grandkids, because he's paying for the whole thing himself, and they've made all the arrangements with the fire department and the sheriff's department and everything, so hopefully all bases are covered.
Well, that'll be fun. Well, hey, I thank you for calling in, and I thank you for the information.
Okay, thanks. Have a good day.
Bye-bye. Well, there you go. We'd like to get information like that, too. 740-383-9944. That's good information. Good things to know. 740-383-9944. Again, Richland Road Church of Christ, 535 Richland Road, is having their food bank giveaway this Saturday, August the 29th at 9 a.m. Also, their clothing house will be open, so that's news as well. Interesting day. To be sure. Here comes another phone call. Let's take the call. Go ahead, caller.
Yes, I'm calling about your predicament with the young lady.
Yes, I have no... this is weird.
Well, my question to you is, what would Charlie do?
You know, I don't know. It's strange because...
Is she an employee?
No, she's not an employee.
Okay.
It's very strange because, there was this long period where I had other things going on. There were just things going on, so I would let her know not to come in. And then, as I've said, 4 weeks ago, she just didn't show up. But I learned that she was having a college visit with her son, so that's understandable. I wish she would have said something, but, you know...
You make a commitment, especially on the air... You know, to be on the air with someone, people look forward to that. And then when she doesn't show up, it's dividing for you.
It's particularly strange this morning, because I guess I understand that 3 weeks ago, because she hadn't been on in a while. So I can see how she might have thought that she wasn't going to be on that day. So I can give that a pass for sure. And then I can understand the following week, because she did let me know the following week that a tragedy had gone on. So I understood that. And
but any time something happens that she's not going to be there when you expect her, she should call. That's just courtesy.
Well,
you know, to you.
Well, like this morning or yesterday, there had been no hint that there would be a no-show, because there had been so much talk about it. It had even become a joke. You know, is she going to show up? Is she not going to show up?
Right. I've been listening.
Yeah. Yeah, and she did show up last week, and I thought we had a fine time, good show. You know, it's only 45 minutes, and we're done. And then this morning, while I was doing the interview with Cousin Brucey, all of a sudden I get this message, and she doesn't even really say why she's not coming. She just says, I can't make it today. Now, I hope there's no tragedies going on, but I don't know. I don't know if it's a joke, and she's trying to say she's not going to show up when she really is. Or it just, that's a big coincidence. That's a big, odd coincidence.
Well, maybe you should have her on less often.
Well, you know, I like having her on. I just don't, it's been a weird month. I don't know, you know, one out of four is kind of strange, and I'm not sure what the reasoning is. Oh, I mean, what do you make of it? You've pretty much heard it as it is.
I think it's a lack of respect for you.
Well, that's a shame. I hope it's not. I hope that we can...
Well, I hope it would not be either, but when someone consistently, you know, puts you off like that, when there's a commitment there, you know, that's not a commitment.
Right, right. And
other things seem to be more important to her right now than what she has to do with you.
Right. Oh, and that could very well be. You know, I'm certain there are more important things in her life than coming in here and doing this show. I just don't know where we got in the miscommunication. I don't know why there has been such a lack of miscommunication.
Right.
Or lack of communication.
On a Friday, especially when listeners are looking for something different and have been tuned into this.
Yeah, yeah, and it's become a thing, and I thought she was very good when she was here last week. I thought we had a really good show. She is good on the radio. She is fun to be around, and that's why I don't know. There just seems to be a little more to that. It seems like there's something going on, and I really don't think it has anything to do with me, to be honest. I'm not sure what's going on. Maybe we'll figure it out this morning. I haven't heard anything back since she said she wasn't coming, so who knows? I don't know.
Well, to make it effective on the radio, you know, it's upsetting just to me to know that, you know, you two are not getting along. I think, well, should I listen or should I just wait till there's something more interesting? Because now this is not interesting.
Well, I think we're getting along. I don't know that we're not getting along because, I, you know, when we're together, we have an okay time. It's not like there's a bad feeling.
Right.
I just don't know. Maybe something came up today. I mean, if I hear what came up, I hope there was no tragedy or any bad thing, but you just don't know. I said, I really have no answer at this point.
Right.
So I'll pass it along if I learn anything, but we'll see what happens between now and noon. We've still got 90 minutes. We'll see if maybe Michelle will come in. Maybe she can shed some light on it.
Well, I wish you all the luck. You know, I hope everything works out for everyone.
Oh, well, hey, thank you for calling.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Well, there's an opinion. You know, it's just one of those things that's been going on the last few weeks. I have no idea what prompted it. Because this person is usually very punctual. When they say they're going to do something, they're going to do it. But, hey, you know what? We just don't know anymore. We're going to go to break here in about 30 seconds, and then we're going to come back, hopefully, with the amazing Kreskin. But don't hold your breath. The way things are going today, oh, the whole thing with Cousin Brucey this morning and the whole thing possibly with the Exchange Club coming up, you just don't know at this particular point. So stay tuned here to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, and we will be back momentarily after the break with so much more. 15 seconds and the amazing Kreskin on the other side of the break with all kinds of interesting information. Don't you dare go anywhere. 107.1 FM WWG. Charlie, do you remember when Mr. McFeely from Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood came to visit us?
Yes, I do. All three times. What a great time we had.
Yes, riding in the popcorn parade twice with him was great.
He made more speedy deliveries that day than the post office does all year.
WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. Don't miss it.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt US Kids, and the Ad Council.
Hey, Scott Spears back with you here on this Getaway Friday, August 28th, 2020, 31 minutes past the hour, and we have got a great guest for the remainder of this hour, one of my favorite people. And again, we want to thank legendary DJ Cousin Brucey for being on from 9 to 10 this morning, and he is headed back to WABC Radio on September the 5th from 6 to 9 p.m. after a 15-year run with Sirius Radio. And then coming up next hour, we've got the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams, who's going to recap the last two, the conventions, the Democratic National Convention, which went on last week, and the Republican National Convention, which wrapped up last night. So Ted Williams will be along next hour. And then we're going to be joined by 15 Minutes by Grammy and Emmy Award-winning actress, best known probably as the voice of Ursula from The Little Mermaid, Pat Carroll. So a full morning this morning, as well as this half hour. As I say, we're joined by one of my favorite people. He has just written his 22nd book, The Adventures of the Amazing Kreskin, which, by the way, if you go to kreskinbook.com, you can take a look at that. And he recently announced a nationwide event that we're all going to learn about right now. He was one of Johnny Carson's favorites, one of David Letterman's favorites, and of course, he's one of our favorites, the legendary Amazing Kreskin. Kreskin, how are you?
I am great, and I think that is neat about Cousin Brucey. So he's going to be on now regularly, huh?
Yep, back on WABC every Saturday night.
Yeah, that's great. Talk about a legendary voice, a legendary figure. I tell you, this has been, is this year not a legendary year? Can you imagine how many books? And by the way, if my voice sounds hoarse, it isn't. It isn't that I have a cold or anything else. I've been doing a lot of dictation all night because of some stories that are breaking from what we're about to discuss. But this is going to be, people are going to write books about this past year, as if everything else couldn't complicate matters. We have the coronavirus, and then we have the elections, and what else? I think that's about as dramatic as it could be. If this were put into a movie and anything else were added, do you think that people would say it's just not convincing? This couldn't all happen in one year.
It's 2020, and boy, they hit it right. 2020 has been the most unpredictable year I've ever seen.
Yeah, and it was nice to hear the music last night, because I, for a while there, I even heard, and I'm sure I heard "God Bless America," of course, and then the Star Spangled Banner and what have you. It was really music is an inspiring fact. Two great factors that enter the cultural scene during traumatic times, and one is music, and the other is humor. And the as I mentioned to you before, and the constant calls I keep getting from LA because of people in television and in communications, what have you. But humor is now disappearing from our societies. I'm sure you know. Comedians are very upset and very sad. And Seinfeld, as you know, announced 2 years ago he would never work in a university again. And now, don't you know, seven more comedians have said the same thing, because we would have never dreamt that humor would be edited and censored. And now, since I last spoke to you, it's almost beyond belief, because I have a copy of one of the notes. There are certain spots, and a number of them are in Los Angeles, that if a performer plays in that spot, whether it's a restaurant with entertainment as well as food and what have you, they must send ahead of time to the entire script of their program. So it's, you know, comedians, I can remember as a kid, as a little boy, going to the theater for 15 cents, you know, the movie theater, and watching the news and the cartoons and everything else. And there's Franklin Delano Roosevelt sitting, and there's Bob Hope next to him. You can see Roosevelt's laughing because Hope is mopping everything in sight. Well, we don't have, we don't have that wonderful influence with Hope and Milton Berle and Burns and Allen and what have you, because you're censored if you, quote, insult any area of our culture.
Oh, that is so true, and it's unfortunate, and I don't know how we got here.
Well, there is a pattern because it's well planned. It's another thing we'll talk about in the latter part of the year. The war that we're at with the enemies, having filtered this country with millions of dollars involved. And by the way, and this is no surprise to you, there are a number of key organizations that would like our shutdown to last one more year, because five different famous companies have made over $1 billion on the scenario. So this is a whole story that the public is not fully aware of, and young people in colleges, now that they're going to alter our history and what have you, with the, well, the 1619, I guess they're replacing with something else, but they're changing our history. This is not the spirit of, you know, you got to realize, if you study when communism took over Russia, I don't live in the past, but I've learned immensely from history. I read four books a night. My library is over 8,000 books now, what have you. But when communism first took over Russia, the statues were torn down all over the place. And then books were censored and edited. And as it became more and more effective, humor was altered. And if you find out what's gone on in South American countries, the tearing down of statues, the covering of statues and what have you, you got to realize when Obama went to Notre Dame, people don't know this, but being Roman Catholic, I'm very close to a priest and what have you. But when Obama went to Notre Dame and then one of the other Catholic universities, he wouldn't walk in until the statues of Jesus and Mary were covered with a cloth and so forth. So censorship is a very sad thing, even when it's there is an organized group now in Los Angeles, an organized group with some very famous performers that are determined to destroy religion in the United States. So our culture is not what it once was.
Mm. Well, Kreskin, on to a happier note, tell us about this nationwide event.
Well, this is really something that's crazy, and I'm excited about that. The phone just doesn't stop ringing because, like you, a lot of the broadcasters say, Kreskin, can we, when this is all set up, can you move with it and what have you? It came as a result of a broadcaster. I don't know if you know Glenn Beck, but Glenn Beck has been a broadcaster on radio for years and years, and about a week ago, and I don't get to listen to him. I don't mean to say I don't want to, it's just I just don't get to listen to him. But evidently a week and a half or a week ago, he was on the air and they're talking about the election and what have you and all that's going on. And he says, you know, why don't we have Kreskin just influence the listeners? Now, I don't know if it's a pro-Bush Trump thing, and I'm not taking... I've never announced my political position, so don't anyone misunderstand me. He says, well, whatever it is, we'll influence, have him influence, and that way they won't have to write in letters, and Kreskin will, at the end of a certain time, write down, you know, what's the winning person and what have you. Well, they gave me a diabolical idea, and I'm going through with it. Just so in case some of you folks already saw it, I announced it last night on my weekly series. It's on at 8 o'clock East Coast time, called What's On My Mind, and it goes about 10-15 minutes, but I comment on the passing scene, and people can access that by going to the YouTube channel. It's T.A. Kreskin. The series is What's On My Mind. But we played the remarks of what he said, and here is what my thought is, and I was thinking, my God, if I'm going to get involved in something diabolical, how could I leave out Scott Spears? I'm only joking, Scott. It's not negative in any way, shape, or form. But anyway, this is what I want to do. I plan, as I announced last night, and I will further announce today and Monday, I plan to pick, and I haven't picked the day and the time, but announcing... This is going to be an opportunity for every person listening and all your listeners and the people whom your listeners turn to. It's not going to happen with me on the air. I'm not going to be on television or radio. It's a specific day, certain minutes and time of that day. And I would like to have anyone interested participating, because you're not going to write me, you're not going to pick up the phone, you're not going to tell someone else unless you decide to. Because here's what I'd like to do. I would like to set aside a certain amount of time on a day I pick and ask, with that time set, that everybody simply think about whom they wish to vote for, as which party and person they wish to vote for as President of the United States. Now, I'm going to let you in on something I have never revealed before or talked about. But in the last four elections, as you know, I've successfully predicted the presidential results, and I have never made them public. I don't wish to make them public. Accidentally, something happened in the last election, and I was I had been upset by some news given me while I was in Washington, D.C., and came on the air preoccupied. It was an illness and what have you, critical, and this was not professional of me, but I was asked by this group of reporters, gee, Christian, the election is coming up a year from now, almost to this day, November, the election's coming up, who's going to win? I said, no, I don't get involved. I've been in his place a number of times. I performed in his place, and if I mention it now, it'll stir things. And, of course, everybody realized I was talking about Donald Trump. And here, when they opened my election on one of the place in New York where I had it sealed in a safe and read it, the newsman said, wait a minute, we want to tell you what Fox found. And they played a Fox playback. Can you imagine, of my 1 year earlier, without thinking, literally saying that Trump's going to win? But I never say anything ahead of time. But what I want to do, I want to, during the time that I set aside, simply, silently sit and concentrate, because in the years past, when I have predicted the elections, one of the secrets of how I've came to that conclusion is, in all my performances for almost a year before the election, I'll say something jokingly, oh, we got an election coming up, so-and-so's running for office and so-and-so's competing against him, and I wonder how you folks are going to vote. And that's my, and sometimes I'll say a sarcastic joke or what have you, but at the same time, I can tell you, Scott, at the end of that 2 or 3 minute remark, I can tell you how most of the people in that theater are going to vote. I don't announce it. I don't say who's going to vote for this and who's going to vote for so-and-so. But my livelihood has been on tuning in on people's thoughts. So, you know, when you do scores and scores of shows each month, as I do, you begin to see a pattern. Now, what's interesting is, if you remember, in the last election, the Trump election, and I tell this to university students, and in fact I warn them, I said, for God's sakes, whatever you're studying now, you're going to be, whatever your business is, you're going to have surveys, you're going to have all kinds of things, don't pay serious attention to most of these. And I said, if you doubt what I'm talking about, let's talk about the last election. And who did mainly all the surveys show was going to win the last election, Scott? You remember, don't you?
Hillary.
Yeah, yes, 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 it was not Trump. And it was all over the place. But something that was not what my, that's not the impression I got from audiences and what have you. So here's what I intend to do. I'm going to hold, and I will alert you of the time and the day, because what I will do is, and it's going to be 2 weeks from yesterday, that I will announce the day of the month, and it will be a few weeks after, it'll be in September, the day of the month, and also the minutes of the day. Now, I want you folks, if you're interested, participating seriously. And I'm going to take a bit of your time, because in order to do this, I need 2 minutes of your time. 2 minutes. So if you're driving a car, you can pull over to the side. If you're involved in some affair, you can just walk out and say, but I want just two. That's all I want. I don't need a half an hour. I don't need someone concentrating and meditating. You just sit and reflect, whether it's 5 p.m. in the evening or what have you, and just during those 2 minutes, concentrate on it. Now, what I will do is at the end of that time, well, I'm going to reflect. I'm going to reflect on what came to me in preponderance the strongest, if indeed one did. I'm going to make a note of this, and I will send a copy of my impression. I'm only going to send it to half a dozen sources, but I think, Scott, I should include you on that source. If you understand, the package is not to be opened until after the election, so a month will go by. But this will be what I consider to be the strongest feeling this coming month of who to vote for. Now, that's not going to be opened until after the election, but I also intend to, a few weeks before, seal and lock in a vault, whether it's here in New York and a couple other places, a copy by at that point of who I think is going to win the presidency, because it could be totally different than what the majority of folks are thinking of right at this time. And the proof of it was the last election. So there's going to be two things involved: my image of what the feeling is, and we'll see, and then my prediction of the election. I think this, I'm getting such incredible interest because they say, Creskin, no one's ever handled it this way. We know you've predicted elections before, but that's a very interesting concept, because yes, we've learned the lesson that sometimes voting can change and even favorite positions can change. So that all came at this diabolical remark that Glenn Beck made, and that's where it stands right now. But I'm going to send you, and I will send you a package. And by the way, I want you folks to know that the package I send to Scott will not have any ticking devices, and you need not worry. It'll be perfectly safe, long as he keeps it sealed.
Well, listen, let me recap this, because this is interesting. So in a couple weeks, you'll come up with a time period where you just need 2 minutes, and people will think at that point about who they are thinking of voting for, and you will write down who that is, and you're going to send that out to half a dozen people, me being one of them, which I appreciate.
You will be one of them, Scott. But then it's not going to be open until after the election.
Can't open until after the election when it shows up. But there'll also be a vault somewhere that will have a prediction. Now, what is that prediction?
That prediction is going to be before the election, and it's going to be it'll be my first attempt to predict the results of the election, how the election will really go, because it could be the same as what I perceive a few years from now, or it could be the other party. But that will be what I am sending out in 3 or 4 weeks is not my prediction of the election. It is what I perceive to be what the majority of American people, or those participating, who I hope will reflect the majority, wish to have as the presidency. But things can change. Crises can take place. So my signature will be later on, a few weeks before the election, when I will log what I am absolutely convinced will be the person who will be elected president. So it is two different things, one based on the thinking ahead of time of our American people, and the second based on what really is my feeling that who will win the election. And that's, I think it has two different aspects to it, and you know, the first one, who knows, it could be very much wrong, but that's not the point. It has nothing to do with the presidency. but has nothing to do with who absolutely will win the presidency. That I will feel stronger when I send my prediction of the election out.
Let me ask you this, Kreskin, just to kind of try to understand the difference here. Now, let's say that they are different. Now, not that they will be different, but let's say the first
they
one...
They could be. Scott, they very much could be.
They could be. So if the first one comes out and it says one name, and then the one you put in the safe is another name, well, one of those two is probably going to win. And then on election day, let's say it's the...
Oh, no, this is after election day, the seat will be open because...
Right.
The key, as far as my prediction of the winning, it will be the one that we sealed in a couple of safes, what have you. Last year it was in a famous multi-million-dollar woman's... a clothing store. The owner said, "We will lock it there. We will have guards there by it." And the guards took it in a security car to what was opened by members of the press and what have you. But that's my prediction of the election. That's where I stand, and hope to be correct. The other, I'm just sharing with everyone what I perceive to be the feeling at that time, because it is a very interesting thing. The question becomes, why did the position change, or did it not change? Was it consistent and so forth? Because nobody, Scott, very, very interesting, last election, and I have a pretty good memory of elections because I put a lot of my professional expertise into them and analyzed them. Very little was said about how all these surveys were wrong. I mean, it was jokingly remarked and what have you, but you didn't have the analysis that would have taken place 10 years ago in the election system, or 15 years ago. I don't want to say why, because I don't want to antagonize any press or what have you, but it was a different scenario. It was worth studying. And if I were a professor in a university, I would offer a series of what happened.
So, let me say this. Okay, these two things happen, and let's say they're different names, as they very well could be, and
sure.
then election day happens, and then we know the next day who the winner is, maybe, and at that point, things are opened, and let's say it's the name on the first envelope. What does that mean?
That on the first, well, they're going to be titled. The first envelope is going to be, make it clear, this is not a prediction.
That's not a prediction.
This is, no, I'm going to make this, oh, I don't want people to think that I'm playing games and you can open one or the other. No, the first envelope is going to be dated. I point out that it's not a prediction. It is what my sensitivity feeling is at this moment in time is the climate in this country of what people are wishing to, who they wish to win the election.
Oh, okay, I got. So at that moment in time, that's who, what was thought. But things could change before election.
And the feeling, because people will be talking and conversing and what have you, and that will be the strongest climate at that time. But not necessarily what people will be doing a month later. It's not my prediction of the election in any way, shape, or form. In any way.
Now, at this point, do we know when your prediction will be made?
Yeah, I will. I haven't decided yet when I'm going to make it. It's going to. Last year was only a week or so before the election. But this year, I think it's going to be. In 2012, I delivered my prediction on the Jimmy Fallon show 1.5 years ahead of time. NBC had it locked in a safe for 1.5 years early. It's not going to be. There's no chance they're going to be that far ahead of time because the election's only 2.5 months from now, but it'll probably be around a month before the election.
Now, Kreskin, we had talked earlier in the year because this year is the 100th anniversary of President Harding being elected.
Yes, and
that's where we
are. Area, yes.
Yes, in my area. And you had talked about sending a prediction. Now, will we get the second prediction as well?
Yeah. What I want to discuss with you is I want to figure out a way. I'd love to be out there during the day, a couple of days before, a couple of days after the election, because it's such a special. Now, I don't usually, I'm usually traveling different areas, but the time being what it is, it'd be interesting if we could figure. about an area where I could be doing some kind of presentation in because if I'm in your area, I'll come on the show live even, you know.
Well, this would be good.
It would be exciting because, and by the way, folks, as I promised, because I don't want to say it makes Scott nervous, I promise if I come on the air live with Scott, I will dare not read his thoughts on the air.
Yes.
No, I'm joking.
Here, Kreska, because I love live radio, as I was talking about with Cousin Bruce.
Live radio is, I want to tell you something, Scott, and I mean this as a genuine time is going to be, I can't believe what the time went, but television is not live as it once was. Even the shows at night, there's so much editing and what have you. I want to mention something real quick. My new book, you know, can I? Because
Let me just run this idea by you real quick.
Sure.
We're gonna get to the book.
I'd love to appear out in your.
Yes.
I'm serious. I was going to call you later on about this. Go ahead, Scott.
Okay. Here's what we do. Just think about this, and then we'll talk off the air at some point. Here's what I think we should do. You come in. You know, bring the prediction, and then send me the prediction. You know, a month ahead of time or whatever.
Yes,
we'll put it in a safe here, and where nobody sees it, nobody looks at it, and we'll have the original one, too, which was at that time. We'll put them, you know, they'll both be locked away where nobody can see them.
Yeah.
All right. And then the day before the election, you come on in. We're only 8 hours away here. You come on in, and you will be part of our election coverage that night. We'll watch the whole thing happen, you know, cover all the elections. And then the next day, when we know who won, you'll come on the air, and we'll do the opening right here in the 100th anniversary, and this will be hugely exciting, Kreskin.
Well, I'd like to do some kind of appearance in the area. Maybe there's some organization or group can.
Yes.
We will discuss this. But I tell you what, I want to also mention, because it's my 22nd book, and I have a new book, and I'm so I can't believe the response I've had. It's called The Adventures of the Amazing Kreskin, and I want to tell you why. And by the way, if you folks are interested, you can go to purchasing the book. It's www.kreskinbook.com. www.kreskinbook.com. Let me tell you what's got me excited. The book is authored by yours truly, but there's another name added, and that name is Howie Noel. And the reason is, and parents tell me, boy, their teenage kids are, their grade school kids are going to get such a kick out of it. He's a comic illustrator. And he has, with brilliant, brilliant artwork, including the cover, added illustrations to some of the dramatic stories in my life, including one in which I almost lost my life, and it is such a dramatic picture. People are saying, oh, my God. So the book has not only stories and anecdotes in my life, but also cartoons which dramatize the stories. I'm like a kid, Howie, I have to tell you. I am like a kid. That's how excited I am about this.
Oh, this is exciting. KreskinBook.com. And Kreskin,
I'm sending you a copy of the book. You're going to get a copy shortly.
Oh, I look forward to, as soon as I get a copy, I can't wait to see it. We'll have you back on the show. We'll talk about
definitely.
That. And hopefully by that point, we'll have things squared away with all this election talk. It's going to be big, Kreskin. It's always fun to have you on the show.
And listen, Kreska, in the spirit of broadcasting, and that way we will talk within a couple of weeks, because I'm announcing the date 2 weeks from yesterday. So let's just say, Scott, to be continued.
To be continued. Thank you, Kreska.
Godspeed, Scott.
Bye-bye. The amazing Kreskin. Why do I always feel exhausted after I've interviewed him? I don't know what that is, but we've got books, we've got predictions, we've got a lot of stuff going on. And you know what? We've got the man with the golden voice coming up next hour, Pat Carroll. Boy, what a morning to be here on WWGH Radio. Cousin Brucey, last hour. What fun. KreskinBook.com. We'll be back in 10 minutes. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, Marion, Ohio. The talking for legendary first media of broadcast.